Hi, this is Chris Spedding. You're listening to Guitar Graffiti Web Radio, Program 3, album of mine, number 3, called Chris Spedding Album.
See the men who make music history at the Guitar Jamboree.
This is the one that I did after The Only Lick I Know. I joined the Sharks for 2 years. We did 2 albums, and when I came, when the Sharks broke up, I started writing a lot of songs because I wasn't writing songs in the Sharks. Steve Parsons was writing the songs in the Sharks. I did maybe 2 songs, but I was quite interested working with Steve Parsons, who I think is a very good songwriter, and I was inspired by his songwriting to go and write my own songs. When the Sharks broke up, I wrote most of these songs in about 6 months from the breakup of Sharks. So the beginning of 75 I'd have written these songs, and Motorbiking was written in the spring maybe of 75. Yeah. So I wrote all these songs, and I thought, I was still with Island, the Sharks record label, and I did this one thing, Bucket's Got a Hole in It, you know, which was such a... I thought, well, if I write another song that I think is going to be a hit, I'm not going to spoil it by trying to do it myself. I had worked with Mickey Most, with Donovan, the Cosmic Wheels, and I knew that he liked me, and I liked him. So I was driving around in my Camaro car, American car I used to drive. I drive American cars in Britain, and when I come here, I drive European cars. I was driving around, and the idea for Motorbiking came into my head. All I had was motorbiking. That's all I had. So I drove to Mickey Most's office, and I walked in because I knew him well enough to sort of say, hey, I want to see you. And I had an acoustic guitar, and I sat down on his sofa, and he said, motorbiking. That's all I had. And he said, that sounds like a hit record. So it's like a Hollywood movie, you know. Said, oh, it sounds like a hit record, you know. And he got on the phone, and Mickey spoke to Chris Blackwell of Island Records, and he got me out of the Island recording contract, and they call the studio, they call the musicians, and the next day we cut the record.
Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a streak, I like it. Baby, won't you come with me? I'm thinking where you wanna be.
With Mickey Most, things happen very quickly. Now you can't get a record deal unless you make the record first. But Mickey Most is one of those people who you were able to hear a song or a part of a song. All I had was a chorus. And he signed me up to his label. And of course it was a hit. So, unfortunately, this album wasn't made then. We only did Motorbiking and the B-side, Working for the Union. That's all we had. And it was a hit. Because Mickey wanted to wait to see if it was a hit before he invested the money in an album. But of course, the trouble is that the record, the single is out of the charts, and it's an old record by the time this comes out, so this is why this didn't sell very well. We didn't have any more hits off this record. We tried with Guitar Jamboree, we tried with New Girl in the Neighborhood, we tried with Jump in My Car. 3 singles, more singles, but none of them were hits. So the album didn't really do as well as it should have done, but I like this album very much. It's a good piece of work, and Mickey Most likes it too, because he was working with Hot Chocolate at the time, who used to spend a lot of time in the studio. I don't think Mickey Most doesn't like spending a lot of time. This record was done very, very quickly, and Mickey Most likes that. He can go home to his wife and have dinner, you know, without spending all night in the studio. Well, most of it was done at this chateau in France, which was nice. We used a Rack mobile and we drove to this chateau in France. So that was a good memory.